Okay, so the following meditation is a partner meditation. You want to get somebody that you feel comfortable working with and sit across from them. And what we're going to be focusing on today is increasing our intuition, strengthening the third eye, increasing your inner vision and sight. So first you want to sit comfortably facing the person that's in front of you. Close your eyes. Take a couple deep breaths. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth, and inhaling, slowly, gently inhaling through your nose, and slowly and gently exhaling out of your mouth, and just open your eyes and figure out who is going to be A and who is going to be B. So, me? Okay, I'm A, you're B? Okay. So when I say A, that'll be the person that you're focusing on. When I say B, you're going to be focusing on that person. And close your eyes again. And when you inhale, I want you to focus again on inhaling through your nose and into your abdomen. Remember to do your lower abdominal breathing. And then slowly and gently exhaling out of your mouth. And we're going to take another breath. And then exhale. What you're going to do now is person B is going to focus on person A. Person A is going to focus on themselves. And what you want to do as A is you want to feel yourself connected to the earth by feeling the floor, pillow, whatever you're sitting on, underneath your body. The other person, B, is going to focus on that at the same time as A, person A, is focusing on it. So you are enhancing what they're doing by you focusing on it as well. So I'm A, B is focusing on me, you want to feel the floor and the earth underneath the floor, underneath the house, connect to that. And remember, B is supporting A by visualizing that at the same time on A. And you want to connect on a spiritual level at the top of your head, your crown chakra. This is still A. B is focusing on for A. A is focusing on yourself. Just focusing on the upper crown chakra, number 7. And feeling your spiritual connection coming into the top of that crown. And just allowing that energy to come through your body and be gently focusing on guiding that slowly, gently through the body, A's body, and A focusing on your own and bringing that energy all the way through your body and to your feet, and focusing again on the earth energy, bringing the earth energy up through your body, all the way up to the top of your head. And now the focus is going to go on to the B person. And B people, you will think of yourself, your energy. A will support that by visualizing the same thing for your partner. So the B people, connect to the earth as you know how, feeling the energy underneath your legs and buttocks, connecting to the earth and allowing that earth energy to come in. And remember, you're connecting to the earth energy that is beneficial for you, that is supportive for you. And B, people, connect to your crown chakra. And you want to allow the spiritual energy to come in through the top of your crown chakra, the seventh chakra. And A, people, supporting that process. And allowing that spiritual energy to come in and flow gently, slowly, through your whole body. All the way down through your arms and toes. Down your neck and your torso. All the way down your legs. Down to your toes. Your fingers and toes. Connecting again to the earth energy. And now allowing that energy to flow throughout your whole body. Legs and feet, torso, neck, head, shoulder, arms, and fingers. So you are now fully connected, both partner A and B. You're both fully connected to the earth and to spirit, and you're allowing the energy to flow through your bodies at this time. So now we're going to focus back on partner A. And you're going to start with the first chakra. And just visualize the color red there. Just going to do a little chakra tune-up now, and then we're going to focus on the third eye. And focusing on the amount of red, the energy from red, at a level that's most beneficial for the A person at this time. And now we're going to move up to the second chakra. The color for there is orange. And you're both going to be focusing on the A person. And bringing that vibration of the color orange to the level that is most beneficial at this time. And move up to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus. The color associated to this chakra is yellow. And focus on the level of energy associated to yellow that is most beneficial at this time, at a level that's most beneficial. And focus on the fourth chakra, which is the heart center, green. And bringing the vibration of the color of green into the heart chakra at a level that's most beneficial for partner A at this time. And now move up to the throat chakra, which is the fifth chakra, the color blue. Bringing the vibration of blue at a level that's most beneficial at this time. Moving up to the sixth chakra. Which is indigo. That's the third eye. Bring the vibration of the color indigo at a level that's most beneficial at this time. And moving into the seventh chakra, which is violet. Again, using the vibration of the color violet at a level that's most beneficial. Now you're going to focus on B person, on B's first chakra, color red. You want to use the vibration of the color red at a level that's most beneficial at this time. and to create balance by using the color red. Move up to the second chakra, which is orange. That's the abdomen. Focusing on the amount of orange that's necessary to create balance in this chakra. And also pay attention to your breathing as you're doing this, that you're just breathing in gently, slowly, and your body's just feeling relaxed. That this is a gentle breathing process, a gentle focusing process. Move to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus. The color is yellow. We're focusing on the B partner. Bringing the amount of the vibration associated to the color yellow into the third chakra to create the balance. And now moving up to the fourth chakra, which is the heart center, heart chakra. Color green. And utilizing the vibration of the color green in the heart center to create the balance. Moving up to the fifth chakra, which is the throat center. Color blue, more like a sky blue, medium blue. Bring in color of that vibration into the fifth chakra at a level that's most beneficial for this person at this time. Moving up to the fifth chakra, which is the third eye. That's indigo. Using the vibration of the color indigo to create balance. Moving up to the seventh chakra, which is on top of the head. This is the color violet. Using the vibration of the color violet to create balance in the seventh chakra. Very good. Now I want you to focus on yourself. I want you to focus on the heart center. Partner B, from the heart center, this is where unconditional love comes from. You're going to allow the energy to come from your heart center, and you're going to send it or project it, however you can visualize that energy coming from your heart center going to your partner, A, to the third eye. And A, you're going to focus on your heart center, the unconditional love, and you're going to bring that energy up to your third eye as well. allowing the balance to occur. And I want you to both, partner A and B, to focus back on the heart center now, your own. Partner A will now focus that unconditional love from your heart center. And you're going to send that energy at a level that's most beneficial for the person's development of their third eye, their intuition. To that sixth chakra. Partner B, you're going to focus on your own unconditional loving energy from your heart center, bringing that up into your third eye, your sixth chakra. Knowing that the unconditional loving energy creates balance. As you're focusing on this. And with this balance comes strength. And with this strength comes abilities. And with the abilities comes the ability to interpret and to understand. Partner A and B, focus on your own heart center. And take a deep breath and breathe into your heart center. And exhale, and as you exhale, focus on the heart center. And again, inhale. And you can do this exercise on your own. Doing it with a partner enhances it. It increases the focus. It increases the intensity of the energy and the ability for your body to accept it. Another thing that you can do on your own to exercise the third chakra, I'm sorry, not the third chakra, the sixth chakra, your third eye, you can take a round, faceted crystal ball and it's on a string. You can hold that faceted ball right in front of your third eye and you're just going to gently spin it. And the best way to do that is in front of a light, or when it's a sunny day, by a window or outside. And what that will do is just help to clear out if there's any kind of congested energy within the sixth chakra.